Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 13 for week 15 of the Rotary year, October 8th, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. At last week's meeting, the Golf Gods, also known as the Golf Fellowship, presented a check for $650 to the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation from their event on September 24th. Special thanks to Rotarian Kyle Lee for his generous support of the foundation and the Golf Fellowship. One of the key benefits our foundation provides to the Des Moines community are the annual community grants. Club 27 is seeking proposals from charitable projects that seek to support children, seniors, veterans, or persons with disabilities. Applicants are asked to address one or more of these areas. Remember that camperships and scholarships are currently funded through the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation and therefore are not eligible for this particular grant program. Because of the generosity and success of the Double Our Impact campaign, it is anticipated that our club will be awarding either one or two grants annually, ranging from $10,000 to $40,000. The total amount of grant funds awarded will not exceed $40,000 per the calendar year. Agencies who apply should know that this grant program should be considered as a one-time funding source. Any additional ongoing funding or maintenance needs should have other funding sources. In addition, we want to make a significant contribution to the project, and we are seeking opportunities to make a significant or entire investment in a project as opposed to a smaller pooled contribution. The club is accepting proposals that meet the following criteria: submissions by a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit organization or unit of government, school, for a charitable cause. The project must support one or more of the following populations: children, seniors, veterans, or persons with disabilities. The project must take place in and benefit the greater Des Moines metro community. The project and expenditure of funds must occur in 2019. And program and capital requests may be submitted for consideration. However, because this is a one-time grant, preference is given to funding of capital assets. The signed and completed proposals must be received by our offices on Monday, October 22nd by 4 p.m. The Community Grant Award Ceremony will take place at the Rotary Club of Des Moines Luncheon on Thursday, December 6th at noon at the Wakanda Club. So, if you know of an agency that qualifies, please be sure and pass this information along. The form is available for download on rotaryclubofdesmoines.org. I want to continue to remind everyone about several upcoming events of interest to all Rotarians. Be sure now to plan and attend the upcoming annual District 6000 Rotary Foundation Dinner on November 3rd. This is being held at the Sheraton West Des Moines Hotel starting at 6 p.m. with a social hour and dinner at 7. The evening will be ending up around 9 p.m. It's $50 per person. Also, on November 3rd, our District 6000 Rotary Leadership Institute will be taking place at the Shive Hattery facilities in West Des Moines. You can learn more and register on the District 6000 website at rotary6000.org. World Polio Day will be celebrated on the birthday of polio vaccine pioneer Jonas Salk, which is October 24th. There are many online activities planned, and you can learn more at endpolio.org. Unfortunately, there was one new case reported in Afghanistan this past week, bringing the total worldwide count to 19. Also, you may remember District Governor Tom Nerick's story about his annual trips to Ecotepec, Mexico, when he visited our club. If you're at all interested in this type of life-changing activity, you may learn more about next year's trip, beginning on March 16th through the 24th, at the website ecotoproject.org. Our keynote speaker this Thursday will be Kelly Markey with Dorothy's House. Think about inviting someone you know who might like to attend. There are two committee meetings scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. this Thursday, prior to the start of our meeting. The new member orientation committee will be welcoming three new members, and the program committee will be meeting to make plans for future meetings. Finally, please be sure and note that our meeting for October 18th will begin promptly at high noon to accommodate a scheduling request by Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Senator Rita Hart. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.